Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
We're going to talk about the home page of Wolfpack. So when you arrive to Wolfpack, you are very first page you're greeted with is the home page. At the top left of the screen, it says Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library that all may read is the little subheading below that. At the top right of the screen, it says sign in to place requests or manage your account. That is a hyperlink. So what that means is you can hover your mouse over those words and click on it, and then it will take you to the sign in page. We will go over that as well, because while you can browse Wolfpack without being logged in order to officially check out library materials, you will need to sign in to your specific patron account. Kind of going from left to right here at the top of the screen, that's still where we are, there are five tabs. We've got the home screen tab, which is where we are, the search tab, browse tab, quick request tab, and my account tab. We will briefly go over each of these pages of Wolfpack. Right below where the five tabs are listed, there is a quick search option. There is a search bar that you can hover your mouse over or tab to. You can click on that search bar, and then a little cursor will start blinking, and then you can type in whatever you'd like to search for. You can search Stephen King, and then you can either hit enter on your keyboard or click search. You can search for a specific book, Bond with the Wind, click search, or you can search romance spicy, and then hit search. And that is it's a quick search, so it's the quickest way to find what you're looking for if you are searching for something specific. Moving further down the page, still on the home page, it's introducing you to the catalog. It also has the hyperlinks for the tabs up at the top that I mentioned earlier that you can click on. You can click on the word search. It'll take you to the search tab. You can click on the word browse, takes you to the browse tab. And then, of course, my account. It's explaining what that is for, to log in to order books. And going even further down the page, we have a couple of useful links that you can click on. You can access BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Downloading Service. You can access an application for services if you are not a library patron, but you've stumbled across our catalog. And then, of course, you can browse our catalog, which this link you can just click on, and that's another quick link to the browse tab. And there is an image of our Wolfner Library mascot, Wolfie, right here at the bottom of the page. And at the very bottom of the page, we also have a link for the application for our services, our PO box, our phone number, Wolfner Library's email address, and Wolfner Library's website. And that is a brief overview of homepage. The first thing I want to cover is how to access the catalog. You can access the catalog from two different sources, via a web browser, like from Google, or also from Wolfner Library's website. To access Wolfpack from a web browser, you are going to type in the following website address. It's going to be wolflpac.klas.com. And once you have that typed in, you can just press enter on your computer, and it's going to take you right here to the main page of Wolfpack. You can also access Wolfpack from Wolfner Library's website, and the web address to Wolfner Library's website is the following: sos.mo.gov, as in Victor, / wolfner. And after you have that typed in, you can press enter, and you are now on the main page of Wolfner Library's website. To reach Wolfpack from here, there is a big menu of different links you can click on. The third link down is how to access Wolfpack. It says Wolfpack, parentheses, Wolfner Public Access Catalog. And you can just click on that third link directly, and it takes you right there to Wolfpack. So those are the two ways you can access Wolfpack. And so now we are going to go over how to sign in to your library account with Wolfpack. So we are starting at the home page. That is currently where we are. At the upper right-hand corner of the screen, there is a little box with a light blue overlay. It says sign in to place requests or manage your account. That is a hyperlink that you can click on. And I will go ahead and click on it so we can go to the login screen. Once I click on it, you are greeted with a screen that says, towards the middle of the screen, it says username, and then there is a box, search box, for you to type in your patron ID, which I will explain what that is in a moment. It's different for every patron, of course. Your username, and then your password. Password is right below where it says username, and there is a password box as well. So there are two boxes on the screen. The top box is for username, bottom box is for password. And your password, it is encrypted. So what that means is when you type in what your password is, little dots come up instead of showing you the letters or numbers that you have typed in there. Everybody's username is their patron ID, which is the first five letters of your last name, and then the first letter of your first name, and then there's two numbers after that. So my patron ID, my last name is only five letters, so it's my full last name, Turvo, and then K, which is the first letter of my first name, and then 01. That is my patron ID. Again, it's different for each patron. Please call our library, 573-751-8720. If you are unsure of what your Wolfpack username is, every single one of us can help you figure that out. And again, the password is encrypted, so if you make a typo, you unfortunately will not be able to tell. So please be careful when you're typing your password in. I have my browser set to remember to autofill what my username and password is, so I don't have to manually type it out. If your browser gives you the option to do that, unless it's, you know, a public computer, I would advise against doing that. But if you're on a personal computer and your browser wants to save your login information for Wolfpack, go ahead and do that because it makes it easy. You don't have to type it. It's already here for you. And all you'd have to do at that point is just to click log in, which is a little button right below the word password. Then when I click log in, it took me to the browse tab. But if you're unsure of if your login was successful, all you have to do is kind of go up here to the top right hand corner and it will say welcome your name. Ideally, it should say welcome, your first and last name, but just says my last name. It gives you the option to sign out or click on your account. Those two are hyperlinks. And we're still up at the top right hand corner. It says welcome your name. Right below that, you can sign out. You can click sign out, or you can click your account to see how many books are on your request list, how many books are checked out, and such. But that is the My Account tab, and we will go over that at a later date. That is how you log in to Wolfpack. And so now we are going to go over how to search on Wolfpack, how to search books, how to search different subjects, and just kind of going from there, seeing what all we can find, how to navigate the catalog this way. We have covered how to sign in and place requests, and we have covered the homepage, and we are now going to go to the second tab. There are 5 tabs on the top of the screen. The first tab, going from left to right, is the home tab. Second tab is the search tab. I'm going to click on, actually, you can search from the home page if you would like, just by the quick search. Let's say you have a specific, you've got something that you want to look up. Here are my previous searches. I've searched for Dean Koontz, who is an author. There's really no wrong way to search. You can type in the full author's name, like so, Dean space Koontz. Or you can type Koontz, comma, space, Dean, if you prefer. It doesn't really matter which way you search. You can search for the different items that we have. We have games available to check out. We have DVDs available to check out. And of course, large print and audiobooks. You can search by a specific title. Let's just do Gone with the Wind. And it's not case sensitive. So I'm typing this in all caps because my caps lock is on and I just haven't turned it off yet. But you can search all lowercase. It does not matter how you search. I'm going to go ahead and click search, and then it will take us to the results. But I do want to focus on the search tab, so I'm going to backspace this because we're in the home tab right now. I'm going to go to the search tab, and it makes you come to this screen, which is it's pretty small. There's not much on the screen. Towards the bottom, you, of course, have a link to our application if you're not already a patron. But in this presentation, we are assuming that I am presenting to patrons, patrons' families, friends, etc. The query, which is a fancy word for search, so don't be put off by that. I will type Gone with the Wind because that is a title in mind. You could just hit search or hit the enter key right away if you wanted to. There is an index option, which is a drop-down menu located right beneath the search bar that you type in. We go to the index tab. You can let the computer, you can let the catalog know how you are searching. So for instance, I typed in a title. So I would drop down to the third option, which is title, and I would select that. This is optional, by the way. You do not have to do this. Just showing you the options available. There is a sort by, which that is the third and final little filtering option on this search page. It's a drop-down menu as well. Since we're searching for a specific title, these are not necessarily relevant. You do not have to search this way. You can search by the relevance of the book. You can search by a series. By popularity, so it'll show you the most checked out or the most downloaded books first, the year published, date added, author, title, and book number. So title, I'll just go ahead and click title. So we've got Gone with the Wind and the catalog. Should hopefully understand at this point that we are looking for a specific title. So now I'm going to go ahead and click on this search button. And we are presented with the search results page. There's quite a bit to go over on this page. It's a lot of information overload for some individuals because there's a lot going on this screen. The main area you want to focus on is here in the middle, because if you scroll down, this is where the books are listed by title. I'm not too sure why I'm assuming this is French. The French version of Gone with the Wind is number one. I'm going to go ahead and keep scrolling down. And I am not seeing Gone with the Wind in English, which is what I would like. So to fix this unusual issue, I'm going to go over here to the side, the left-hand side of the screen, which is where you can filter your results based off of what exactly you're looking for. I don't know if I messed up the search by putting title in there or not, but anyway, if you just click on English, which is right over here to the left, it should narrow your search to only English results. Now, still, Gone with the Wind is not at the top. Gone with the Wind, the audiobook, is option number 12. So, you know, the searching in the catalog, it does take a little bit of practice. And from here, I can either click this little check mark next to the title and then add it to my book basket, which I will show how to do in a separate video. When you find a book that you want, you will just click on it. And there it is. Shows you how long the book is, who narrates the book, who the author is, of course. A little annotation. If it's part of a series, it will show you that as well. And it will show you the different subjects that this book is categorized under, which there are quite a few for this book. It's a romance. It's historical fiction. It's taking place in the South. It's got history in it. And when you are ready to check this book out, you are going to click on this little button down here that says add this item to book basket. I'm going to click on that. And right now, it has immediately moved me over to put this book in the basket. But I'm going to go over this separately in a different video. So we're going to scratch that. I'm going to go back to the search results here. So we found Gone with the Wind in audio. It's also available in Braille. I'm scrolling all the way back up to the top. Now, you can either click on, you can either hit the back button, the back arrow, to go back where we were before. That's where I'm going to go just for the sake of this is the actual search page that I'm focusing on. Let's search for Michael Connelly, who is an author. I typed Michael Connelly into the search index drop down. I'm picking author. I'll sort by author. And again, index and sort by, that is optional. You do not have to put anything in here. In fact, I'm just going to revert these settings back to the original. Because before I had messed with these settings down here, it was all for index and relevance under sort by. I'm just going to reset it back to there. Okay, so we've got Michael Connelly typed into the search bar. We're ready to look. So I'm going to click search or hit the enter key on your keyboard. And another thing on the search results page, it will show you the total number of results. This doesn't necessarily mean that we have 143 distinct separate books by Michael Connelly, because these search results are showing you everything by Michael Connelly. So it could have two of the same book in the search results, but one of his books is available in Braille, and then the other one of his books is available in audio. So the total results can be it's not always exactly what you think. It's just a matter of what medium are you searching for? Are you searching for audiobooks only? That number is going to go down. Searching for large print books only, that number is also going to go down. And as you can see here, there's two of the same title, The Crossing. But the difference is this crossing here at the top is a talking book, DB, digital book. The crossing here, which is option number two, is a Braille book. And it tells you how many volumes of Braille that make up this book. And then you see a large print book that is available by Michael Connelly. Looks like we don't have The Crossing in large print. And you just keep on going down the list. And as I go further down this list on the search page, you're seeing even more and more filters that you can search by. You can search by a subject, an adult book that Michael Connelly has written. I think he only writes adult books, I believe. You can search only by his bestsellers, search only by English, and you can search either large type Michael Connelly, Braille Michael Connelly, or digital Michael Connelly. You can also sort by books that might have content in them that you might want to exclude, such as strong language or violence. When I click on strong language, it's going to tell me all of the books that Michael Connelly has written that do contain strong language. So just to be aware of those if you did not want them. Or if you did want them. I'm going to go back to the search tab and I'm going to search by subject this time around. We've done a title, we have done an author. Now we're going to do a subject. Let's search for historical fiction. It's a very big category. Index, I'm going to leave untouched. Sort by, I will leave untouched. I'm going to click search, or you can hit enter on your computer. And we have about 20,000, almost 21,000 search results for historical fiction. And again, like I said earlier, all of these results are including the historical fiction in all the mediums we have. So this is the total number of historical books we have in audio, Braille, and large print. And so now we are going to go over to add a book to your book basket and officially check it out so that we can send the book to you through the mail. I already have the search results pulled up for what I'm wanting to check out today. I wanted to check out a classic, Cujo by Stephen King. Definitely an acquired taste, Stephen King is. So, you know, do not feel like you have to check out anything that I am showing you today. Anyway, Cujo. So this is the first book right here. I can see it. I know this is the one that I want because that's the correct author. It's an audiobook and I want it in audio. Tells me how long it is and et cetera, et cetera. There are two ways that you can check out an audiobook or add it to a basket. Your book basket, which is what we're going to do. I currently have one in my basket, so I'm going to add another one. So for Cujo, I just want to go ahead and add it to the basket from this page. There is a little check box that I can select next to the number one, which is next to the title of the book. I'm going to check mark that box so that there is a check mark in it. It is selected. And up at the top, right above the search results, there is a button that says Add Selected to Book Basket. If this was unchecked and I just clicked this, nothing would happen because nothing is selected. But since I have checkmarked this title, the computer is going to know that when I click this button, Add Selected to Book Basket, it's going to move Cujo right over here. Ooh, actually, it's in Spanish, which that is not what I want. So it's going to warn you of that. If there is a book that you want to check out, and if you have a language setting, which you always do if you have a library account with us, and if you're logged into your library account, the account is going to know what language you primarily read your books in. So for this instance, this is good because I do not speak Spanish, so I will need to remove this book. There is an option for me to remove it, and I'm going to click remove. So in an instance like that, I'm going to go back to the search results, which I'm going to click on this right here. Search results, it's up at the top of the screen. There's three tabs I can click on. Search results is in the middle. I will click on it. Cujo right here. Now I'm going to show you the second way to add a book to your basket. This is why I don't always prefer adding it from the main menu, because I'd prefer to actually click on the book. And if I were to have done that, it would have told me right off the bat that this is a book in Spanish. If I still wanted to add this book, I could scroll all the way down to the bottom of the screen and I can click Add This Item to Book Basket. And when I do that, the book will go in my basket. But I am going to go back to search results because I want to listen to the English version of Cujo. Let's try the second option. Cujo. Bob Askey, the annotation is in English. If I scroll down, the language is in English. So this is the book that I want. I'm going to scroll all the way down and click Add This Item to Book Basket. So I added Gone with the Wind to my book basket previously, and now I have Cujo in there. When you have items in your book basket and you're satisfied, you want to go ahead and check them out right now. So whenever you're ready, you can check out as many books as you want. You can add them, you can remove them like I did with the Spanish Cujo. Check out however you would like to do so. There's no one way to really do it. Now, there are options at the bottom of the screen. Proceed to checkout, clear basket, or you can email the basket. I'm going to click proceed to checkout. Okay. Now, when I did that, my screen, it changed very subtly. The status has now changed over to your request was successfully added. Now, at this point, these books have gone over into my library account. They will go over into your library account, the library account that us reader advisors have access to. We will be able to see if these requests have moved over to your account. The status says that it has. If you wanted to double check, you could always call us and say, hey, I just made an order through Wolfpack. Did that order go through? We will be able to look you up and see, yes, those books are on your list, ready to go out in the mail to you, or no, I don't see anything here, because we can see that the date that these are added as well. So please feel free to call us and double check if you are unsure if you have successfully checked out books or not. I will take the word for it that it was successfully added, but you know, you gotta take that with a grain of salt. Because sometimes computers are not always reliable. But anyway, that is how you check out materials by adding them to the book basket and proceeding to checkout. And so now we are going to go over to explore the third tab of Wolfpack, the Browse tab. So we're on the home screen right now. And so the five tabs across the screen from left to right, the Browse tab is the third tab on the screen. I'm going to go ahead and click on it. And once I do that, we are immediately presented with a list of hyperlinks. The hyperlink is it's like a sentence or a word or a phrase, something that you can actually click on, and it will take you to a different, it will open up a different web page for you. And the first option we have here, we've got the Talking Book Topics, which some of our patrons might be familiar with that. That is the audio catalog that is sent out every couple of months. Some of our patrons might be familiar with the now discontinued large print version of the Talking Book Topics. You can always call the library and ask somebody to print you off a version of that if you would so choose. Some of us do that, but it is not a guarantee because, of course, the large print Talking Book Topics is discontinued as a official subscription. So that tangent out of the way, we've got the recent titles. I'm just going to go ahead and click on this one, for example. Rouse titles added in the last 2 months. When I click on that, the search results, that's going to look familiar with our previous video, or as far as this page should look familiar if you have already watched our video on searching for books. So when I clicked on that link, it is showing me about 3,000 results of the most recent titles added in the last 2 months. So you can just kind of start going down the list as you see fit. It's pretty much at least the first 5 books on this screen are large print options. So if you are a large print reader, that would not be a problem for you. But if you're an audiobook reader only, you might not want to see those results because that's not relevant to you. You're not going to check those out. You can turn your attention to the left-hand side of the screen, all of those different tabs here. You can search by medium, which will only show you specific results in a specific type of book. So digital audiobooks. I'm going to click on that. There's 1,800 results. So here we go. We're seeing that DB. That is code for digital book, aka audiobook. And it's just showing you the recently added titles. That is the only search parameter for these books. I'm going to go ahead and hit the back arrow, because it took me back to the large print results. We are back on the browse page. You can, just like when I clicked on the recent titles and it immediately took me to the search results of those books, this is exactly the same thing all the way down. You can browse the Westerns from the Talking Book Topics. Oh, looks like there was only one recently for Westerns. Adventure fiction. Here's a couple of those. I'm going to go back. And then so on and so forth, all the way down the list. Whatever subject here suits your fancy, go ahead and click on it. It'll show you the results that correlate with that little title. Browse the popular titles and also browse movies. And that is it for the browse tab. It's pretty self-explanatory. Explaining hyperlinks, so whatever is highlighted in the blue, or if you're using a screen reader, it should give you the option to open or activate the link. And that's all you have to do to get this page to really work for you. Just click on these links and they will take you to the list of audiobooks or large print or braille books to choose from. And so now we are going to go over Quick Request tab, which is the fourth tab over out of 5 tabs up at the top of the screen. The Quick Request tab it's pretty straightforward. There's not really much you can do on this screen except type in book numbers. Every single book in Wolfner Library's catalog is assigned a book number, and these numbers are preceded by letters that indicate the type of book that they are. DB stands for digital book, aka audiobooks. LP stands for large print books. BR stands for braille books. And similar to a barcode that is unique to each individual item, that's what these numbers are that are after the letters. The Quick Request tab is only helpful if you know what the book numbers are. And if you receive the Braille Book Review subscription, if you receive the Talking Book Topics audiobook catalog, then you will already be familiar with our style of having book numbers for books. When you know those book numbers, you will type them into the Quick Request box here. You will need to make sure that there is one book number per line. So you see this is line 1. I already have a book number in here. Line 2. There's another book number. Line 3. Line 4. I just picked 4 random books, and they are each in the mediums, in the different mediums of books that we have. Audiobook, large print, braille. Now that my book requests are in here, And I know for a fact that they are real books in our catalog. You can't just make up numbers in this box. You could try, but if you just make up numbers and type stuff in here, it's not a really, this tab isn't for you if that's all you're going to do. Because this tab is specifically for people that know the book numbers and they are trying to put these books in their basket quickly. When I'm ready to put these books in my basket, I've typed them all in, I will click on the quick request button at the bottom of the screen. And it immediately changed the screen. It took me to my book basket and it is showing me the list of all four books. Here are the two audiobooks, and I have a large print book and I have a braille book. It's giving me an alert because my reading level is adult and I'm checking out a couple of Harry Potter books, which are at a lower children's reading level. And so if I wanted to check out these books and put them on my request list, I would click on Proceed to Checkout. And that is what I'm going to do in this example. And it gave me the successfully added note here telling me that every single book I put in the basket and checked out is now waiting to go out in the mail to me if I were a patron. And so now we are going to go over the My Account tab, which is the fifth and final tab on the Wolfpack website. I was already on it when the video started. I'm back at the home screen now to show you how to get to My Account from there. You will click on My Account. Again, the fifth tab going from left to right. And now it is going to show me my name, my account, my patron ID. It's going to show me how long I've been a patron for. And it's going to show me how many items I have checked out, how many audiobooks are waiting to go out to me, either as a request or a reserve. And it also shows me what magazines I'm subscribed to. I can also check my reading level, which is at the adult level, and my reading language, my primary reading language, which is English. And this is on the main account summary page. And that's where we are. You can click on, and I'm going over here to the left-hand side of the screen. Account summary is at the very top. You can click on it. Nothing's going to happen because I'm already here on that screen. I'm going to click on account info, which is right below account summary. And the contact info page, just like it's saying here, this page lists the ways we know how to get in contact with you. If you would like to update your contact information, please use the link below. It has my contact method here, my primary address for shipping the books. And if I were to have alternate contacts on my library account, they would be listed here. Individuals that myself and my coworkers could call if we cannot get a hold of a patron. There is a little hyperlink down here that says update contact info. You can click on that if you need to change your address, if you need to make a name change, if you need to change your phone number or email. You can also type in specific notes to the library. Okay, now let's say I made some changes here. I'm not going to do that. You would just, if you're using a screen reader, the first box up at the top is the name tab. So if you don't want to change that, you'll just click tab and it'll take you down to the phone tab. The email tab is after that. The address tab is after that, and then the extra notes to the library is after that. Once you have updated these tabs as needed, you can click on Send Update Request, and what that is going to do is that will send your changes to our Wolfner Library email box, and staff checks it every single day, myself actually, and we will pass that info along to the appropriate reader advisor who will make that permanent change onto your library account. If you feel like you made a mistake, you could always go back to this and update it, or you can give us a call and see if we did receive your updated contact request. I'm going to go down to reading preferences, going back to the left side of the screen. We started at account summary, went down to contact info, which is where we are now. We're going to go down to the third tab, which is reading preferences. Now, these preferences cannot be changed on this screen. This screen is not for editing. This screen is for checking to see when you last had an audiobook sent out to you, when you last had a large print book checked out to you, when you last had Braille checked out, electronic media, that's not really something that gets checked out. That is usually a tab that we put on the accounts if they're barred users, which are the audiobooks through the app. Catalogs and bibliographies, that is an older medium that we don't really use anymore. We used to send out large print catalogs for single subjects, and we do not do that anymore. So the main things you're looking at on the screen, you're just checking your status for your audiobooks, your large print books, or your Braille books. The type of service that you will receive here, you might have already heard some of us reader advisors talk to you about this. We can send books that are on demand, which means we don't send any of the books unless you specifically ask for them, either by calling us with titles or putting in a Wolfpack order. We also have a nightly auto select option, which means that the audiobooks are sent out on a regular basis because they are being picked from the different subjects that a patron has a preference for on their account. Like if you like mysteries or westerns or romance, if you're on nightly auto select, we would send you audiobooks from those different subjects. It's a little bit random, but not totally random because it's in a subject that you have told us that you prefer. And then, of course, we have the request list only option, which means that we are only sending books to you from certain authors that are on your account and certain series that are on your account. If you need to add any of those to your library account or update, change these, you will need to either contact our library via phone, 573-751-8720, or you will email our library at wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Going further down this page, you will see likes and dislikes. It'll show you again your language preference on the account, which is English for me, the reading level on your account, which is adult level for me. I do not have any authors on my account that I prefer. I don't have any blocked authors. We call them blocked, but dislike is synonymous with that. So if you like an author, it would be here. If you don't want us to send you an author, that would be here. Same for subjects. We can have subjects blocked on a account if somebody, for instance, does not like any sci-fi, but they like romance. And sometimes those subjects can intertwine. And if you don't have science fiction blocked, then you might receive a romance that has science fiction elements in it. So if you know for certain you really don't like science fiction and anything you receive, you would have to call us and tell us that you do not want it and you want it listed as a dislike. You want it blocked. Same thing for narrators. There are some narrators that are very difficult to understand. Sometimes people just don't like the sound of them. And some people have favorite narrators. They love the way that they convey the story. And so we can add them to your account. Series, the exact same way. There are some series that we can sign you up for so you get them in order. And sometimes you do not want to receive a specific series for whatever reason, and we can block it for you. Magazine subscriptions. When we sign people up for the Bard audiobook downloading service, we label it in our account system as digital download books. Since I have a Bard account, that is why this is here. If you, a patron, have a Bard account and you see digital download books under your magazine subscriptions, that is what that is. We have to have that there or else your Bard account will kind of mess up. It won't work properly. So if you see this here and you're a Bard user, please don't panic. It's supposed to be there. Okay. And then, of course, at the bottom of the screen, as usual, we have the application for services link. We have the name of our library, our PO box, our phone number, our email address, and the website link to our website. I'm scrolling all the way up here, back to the top of the screen. We have one more tab to go over, the final tab on my account. It's going to be reading history. From here, you will see a couple of drop-down menus that you can choose from. I can see what items I currently have checked out. I can see everything that I've requested, everything that I've read. If I click everything, I can check my last shipment, what has recently been checked out to me from the library. I can see checked out items that are waiting to ship, currently checked out items, items requested for checkout, and items reserved for high priority checkout. You can only sort by checkout date. So that's simple. You don't really have to mess with that because there's nothing to edit that will be there and that cannot be changed. I'm going to sort by checked out items waiting to ship. And to actually trigger this so I can see results, I will need to click on the button that says Browse Reading History, which is right below the checkout date dropdown. I will click on that. I don't have anything to display. I haven't checked out anything recently. I'm going to see items requested for checkout. I know I did put in some requests. Perfect. And this is where you can double check yourself if you check out audiobooks and you're unsure if they moved over to your actual library account. You can check this page and you can see they are sitting here. They were successfully checked out on the date that you did that. I requested some books a couple of days ago and they're still sitting here. And of course, to double check this even further, triple check it, you can give our library a call. I will sort by everything now and I will go, I won't go through everything, but you can see the date to over to the right of when a book was sent to you. You can see the status as returned. RET means returned. A lot of patrons usually call us to figure out this information, but if you would prefer to just use the My Account tab, you can go through this yourself. And you can just keep on going through until you go through your entire reading history if you would like. I don't think there's a way to print this page, so you can't exactly print a list. You could try. But you can always call our library and we can email you a list of everything you've checked out from our library. And that is it for the My Account tab.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.